well, various buildings and stuff. What did you used to keep in the different places? I think Terry was explaining it. But.
Well, we kept the farm machinery in the east end of it.
Uh-huh.
We don't have so much anymore.
The barn.
Our son's got the equipment, and he does the grain farming.
That's where the tractor is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we kept the sheep over in this west end, rather the L part of it that runs back there.
Mm-hmm.
And kept cow and
horses.
When we had horses, we kept half a dozen head of horses at one time.
Huh. You say you had both draft horses and riding horses, or just?
We had usually used all the horses we had for draft purpose, but we did have some lighter horses we used for buggy and riding and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I was way back there in horse and buggy days too, and we.
I was noticing I guess over here you got the grain, the corn crib, and then is this a hog house over here, it looks like?
Yes, on this side of the road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are those farrowing?
Farrowing pens.
Farrowing pens, that's what I thought. Yeah. And then down this building behind the house over here is?
Kept hogs down there too.
Uh-huh.
And the low-price thing.
Uh-huh. And what really got me was this building over here.
The old blacksmith shop.
Yeah. Was that did you just operate that for your own use, or?
My grandfather was a blacksmith, and at that time he had a log shop out there.
Mm-hmm.
And later my father done some custom blacksmithing,
mm-hmm.
and finally built a different house for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it looked like. It didn't look like something you'd have just for your own use.
But a lot of the old junk in it is. You getting ready for a hike, George?
No.
I was noticing the different kinds of shoes you had.
Our shoes.
Yeah. It looked to me like the long shoes are the draft shoes, right? The ones that are longer.
Yeah. Well, they're just bigger round. They're longer and wider too than.
Yeah. Because you have a bigger horse.
Yeah. We had to. Smaller horses than the big heavy ones, but used most of them in pinches for drafting.
Oh, yeah.
Smaller, medium size.
Now I was thinking that the shoe was, I guess I'd read this somewhere, that the shoe, you know, came back had a longer tail on it. Was like,
yes, they would be unusually a lighter shoe for riding horses.
Where'd you cross tie the horses? I was looking for that.
Where did they do the shoeing?
Yeah, when they shod the horses.
Well,
or were they actually shoeing there?
He didn't do too much shoeing toward last, even after we built that shed. Mm-hmm. I don't think he'd. Or he'd take them in. There wasn't so much junk in there at that time. Mm-hmm. He could take them inside to shoe if he wanted to. He'd often shoe out in front of them.
Would he cross tie him, or would he just?
Would
he cross tie the horse when he was shoeing him, or would he just have somebody hold him?
Oh, just tie him up anywhere.
Yeah, I guess nowadays when they do it, they have a, they put a cross tie on. They put one rope on one side, each side of the halter, and tie it securely on each end of the barn.
Some horses need some extra tie. Some don't. I've done a little blacksmithing and shod horses. Someone, not my.